This is Twit.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy, 8888 Ask Leo. Back to the phones we go. Glenn's on the line from Alexandria, Louisiana. Hello, Glenn.
Yes, hi, Leo. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm very excited talking to you.
Oh, good. Thanks for calling.
Yes, actually, I'm calling in with a question regarding a UHD Blu-ray displayers.
Yes.
My parents are thinking in buying one of these new Master Series Sony TVs, and I'm kind of helping look up for a UHD player that will match that TV in the sense of being able to play every format HDR.
Dolby 10 and HDR. Yeah. Let me, you know what? Scott's still, I think Scott's still here. Scott, are you still here?
I am still here.
All right. Did you hear his question, Glenn's question?
Sadly not. Can you read?
So Glenn is, his parents are buying, which TV is it, Glenn?
Yeah, they are, they have their eye on one of their Master Series, the Sony Master Series, the new.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
So he wants to know which UHD player to get to go with it that will handle all the formats that the Sony can handle.
Ah, good question.
So that's what, Dolby Vision, HDR10.
Dolby Vision, HDR10.
And there's a third, isn't there, an IMAX?
IMAX uses, sort of. I would say one of the Sony players, probably. I just saw something. I'm trying to remember now. I would have said Oppo, but they've gone out of business.
They went out of business. It was so sad because,
well, not out of business, but out of the UHD.
They're
Blu-ray
not doing
player
players anymore. Game. Yeah,
exactly. So, I mean,
your parents like to play video games?
Not really,
because my UHD player is an Xbox One.
No, yeah, but then you have to get the remote, the regular TV type
he
remote,
hates-
not that. I hate the game.
He hated. I have a game controller, and we were using it on the high, on the TC or the Hisense, and you just hate it. But I'm used to it. It doesn't bother me. It's just another remote. You can get the remote. The real problem is, yeah, I don't think it does. I think it only does. I can't remember what standards. I think it only does.
HDR10.
HDR10, and I think they've announced Dolby Vision at some point. Yeah. That's a software upgrade.
I would say the next best is probably the Panasonic. I forget the model number now, but the top of the line Panasonic, I'm pretty sure, does HDR10, Dolby Vision, and HDR10 Plus, which is Samsung's answer to Dolby Vision. It puts dynamic metadata, uses dynamic metadata. Whether or not there'll be any discs in that format, I don't know. There aren't yet. So some studios have claimed they're going to, but we haven't seen any yet. But the Panasonic Ultra HD Blu-ray player is probably the one I would recommend.
Now, I do not. Can you still buy Panasonic in the U.S.?
Ah, yes. Blu-ray players, yes. TVs, no. They've gotten out of the TV business in the U.S., but they're big in Europe and Asia.
Seems like, since you've got a Sony TV, you should just get a Sony.
Well, there is some logic to that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was looking at, they have three models currently, the X1000, the X800, and 700.
Right.
And but I was hesitant because I was looking the specs on the website, and I was not 100% certain that they were going to be able to support all the HDR formats, particularly the ones that do dynamic HDR.
Mm-hmm. And, well, those two are Dolby Vision and HDR10 Plus, and the I'm pretty sure Sony is not on board with HDR10 Plus. I know Panasonic is.
Sounds like Panasonic.
Panasonic DPUB820 is the model number.
Last week, you mentioned perhaps with the chat room about a Pioneer.
I just saw an email that they had come out with a new player, and I haven't looked at it yet, so I can't really tell you to, you know, recommend it or not yet, because I haven't looked at it. But they did come out with a new one. I'll see if I can find it real quick here.
HDR10 Plus is a Samsung thing. Does Sony's Master Class have it, or?
No, the Master Series TVs.
Master Series does. It's,
I'm pretty
it's
sure
Samsung's.
They do not. It's, yeah. It's a Samsung thing.
So there's
no
point in worrying about that.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that was something else I wanted to know. If, the way that Sony implements HDR is a little bit different than how LG does it. Like, they have a discrete chip for, Dolby Vision and the others. And Sony does it, like, through software. So, like, they have a very powerful, chipset. And then through a software firmware update, they will be able to play Dolby Vision and other formats. Do you think that's going to be something that they will implement, that they could implement in the future?
Do you mean like HDR 10 Plus?
Right.
Yeah, they could. Whether or not they will is another question.
This is a real problem because, Samsung makes HDR 10 Plus, so Sony's not going to implement it. Sony doesn't support Dolby Vision because, Samsung doesn't support Dolby Vision.
That's correct. That is correct.
You really have to. I mean, it's crazy. Crazy.
It is
kind of
crazy.
So it sounds like the answer to your question, though, Glenn, is get that Panasonic with that nice Sony TV.
Oh, man, that Sony TV is going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's really great.
Really good.
It's just nuts. Why do they do this to us?
I don't know. I wish I did. There's format wars. There's all kinds of weird stuff about, as you say, Samsung, for some reason, just did not want to adopt Dolby Vision. Everybody else did, but they didn't.
Yeah.
And so they came up with their own.
However, any of them is going to look pretty good, right?
Really good.
Okay. I mean, is it this tiny difference?
Oh, well, I think there's a difference between Dolby Vision and HDR 10.
Which do you like better?
Dolby Vision, okay. No question.
Okay.
No question. So I'm looking here. I'm looking at the specs of the Sony UBP-X800, and I don't see where it says. Well, here, let's look at features. I'm pretty sure it does Dolby Vision. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure it does. It does Atmos, certainly. I don't see it mentioning Dolby Vision, which they would make a big deal of it if it did.
Right.
So I'm a little surprised at that.
It's kind of
I would say the Panasonic.
It is
a crazy world.
Crazy
world.
Yeah,
I agree.
So I understand why Glenn called.
No one
understands this. It's only, thank goodness you're here, Scott Wilkinson, Home Theater Geek.